Blog Talk Radio.
This is Simon Nicole. I'm Joshua. Join us as we go down the river of life, talking about encouragement, love, health, nature, travel, gardening, grieving, cooking, recipes, and whatever takes your mind. Welcome. Simon Nicole, welcome. I'm Joshua, and a very warm welcome to whoever you are and wherever you are. And that's either live in chat, sitting on the switchboard with whatever, pliers, scissors, anything else, and people on archives. Just great to be with you all. It's been another one of those fabulous Texas days. Every day is a fabulous Texas day. But it's actually a sunny day today here, but we'll talk a little bit more about the weather down the track when we get to the reports. But been loving life and living life, and life is great. So I just hope that you're all keeping well, hope you're staying safe, and hope you're savoring life out there and making the most of every minute, savoring the blessings that you have. It's good to be with you, good folk, and as I always say, it's great to be able to sit here and chat with you around the world, across the world, and from that point of view, it's a good evening to those in the USA and Canada, good afternoon to the east coast of Australia, good early morning to our dear friends in the UK and Europe, and South Africa, and just a warm, friendly g'day, hello, and howdy to those folks in archives, as we always say. Anyway, to a new folk, any new folk to the show, and I know there's been a couple of new folk. In fact, I'll touch on one later in the show as to been very kindly promoting SimonNicole.net's website, and that's what, if you're new to the show, I would suggest you go and look at that website, and also possibly listen to the first the 15 minutes of our very first show, which was 92 shows ago. And see how we're celebrating and commemorating Wee Simon's brief life, and hopefully we're bringing some relaxation, hopefully some tranquility, and hopefully some serenity as well. But whether I'm sitting here with you guys live in chat or in archives, it's just great to catch up. So looking forward to mixing and mingling and visiting with you good folk. As I always say, visiting with you good folk is one of my valued blessings, one of my little weekly treat. And Yes, so I'm grateful and certainly very thankful for all of the God-given blessings that have come my way. And as always, we'll chat about savoring life and the ride along that river of life with the all the various little calms and white waters and deep waters and shallow waters and the bumps and the blessings. And this show and the website and the Twitter page are all tied to our little angel, Simon, which reminds us older folks a little bit of just how fragile a life can be. And but it also reminds us as well, I believe it does anyway, it reminds us to cherish the God-given blessings that have come our way and just take time to simply pause and kick back and relax, chill out, lay back, doze off, snooze, whatever. But I'll say it again, say it all the time. SP and I, for those who don't know who SP is, SP is the Sky Princess. That's a beautiful Californian lady who kidnapped me at one stage of my life, and no one's paid the ransom, so I'm still with her. So no one back in my home wants me back, so I guess she's stuck with me. But anyway, SP and I, we're truly very blessed to be living where we are living, and even after this last week of travel, I've got to say, it's our little oasis of tranquility and our oasis of serenity. It's our place of, sometimes we have a serious discussion, but it's generally a place of fun. It's a bowl of happiness and joy, and it doesn't get much better. So, because we simply, we're just savoring the abundances of life that are around us, and it's just a natural sort of place to be, I guess, in a lot of ways. It's just so with nature. And I know I repeat myself, but this is living. This is loving life, and loving life is what it's about. It's great. So check out some of the memes on the website, simonnicole.net. And yes, as I say, every day, SP and I, we thank God for our bountiful blessings that have come our way, whether it be our meals or whatever it is. We certainly thank God for our bountiful blessings with our setup here at our oasis of serenity. And I sure hope, you know, one thing's for sure, I know that you've all got your own God-given blessings that have come your way, and I'm sure you know how blessed you are in so many ways with what you have in your lives, you guys out there. So, but one thing I know for sure is that God definitely works in mysterious ways, no doubt about that. At this point of the show, I remind you guys to grab your drink of choice, and we'll kick off with a tune for the night, and I'll explain in a minute what that tune's about, and then I'll be attacked by those in the chat who question my music choices from time to time, but I don't think you'll question this one tonight. Anyway, grab your drink of choice. I've got my my swamp water here. I've got my herbal drink with my juices that have been added to it as well, the non-calorie juices, or very low-calorie juice, I think it's about 5 calories or something, and some apple cider vinegar. And yes, so we'll grab our drinks of choice, and we'll drink ourselves more bliss.
Yeah.
swamp water, I bought some more ginger today, and certainly Golf and Bigfoot in the chat, they're certainly very much aware of my swamp water recipe, so I won't go over that. But good to see you guys here anyway, in your tuxedos as always, dressed up suitably for the occasion. Thanks for coming. But yeah, the music, music to me, and it's not necessarily the music I play on the show here, but yeah, from time to time I guess some of the music on my show lists me. But yeah, the music that I love to play in the house here, and music, watch some live concerts and things, I find it's a great way of lifting yourself and getting yourself into a good good place mentally. Music's a great tonic. But anyway, I want to start off the show tonight with a song that I played it on here before, and I'm sure the Golf and Bigfoot have certainly heard this one before. But I'm playing it again because, I don't know, just it leads into our reports tonight about nature. And when I look out the window here right now, and given the fact that we're sort of at the pretty much at the longest the day of the year, it's just amazing looking out at the growth and looking at nature out here at work, just from the vegetable gardens right around the orchard part to the other fence on the other side and all the trees. The wind's got up. I've got to say, the wind's got up in the last 40, 50 minutes. It's sort of swirling a little bit, but we'll get to that when I talk about the weather in a little while. It's the weather is quite incredible, I got to say, out here. But I'll cover the weather in the very boring reports that we have on the show. So, and it's good to see young Mary has come up the gangplank onto the ocean liner in all her finery as well to join the Bigfoot and Golf with their tuxedos. And it's a big hello and g'day to Mary. So Mary, just in time for the first little song I'm going to play, because you see, Golf has a propensity to criticise the old man for the music that I play. But as I say, this tune I want to play here now, it's one of my favourites going way back, and as I say, it'll lead into my reports on nature and everything around here, so I'm sure you guys know this one. It's an oldie.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And I love you too. I love leaves in the wind, pictures of my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, old TV shows, and snow. And I love you too. I love honest open smiles, kisses from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And
this is Simone Nicole. Welcome back. And I'm Joshua, and I'm telling you, that song really hits it on the mark with what I'm looking out at my window at the moment. It's just with the birds in the latter part of the night, they're getting their feed on the feeders out the back here, and The squirrels have gone already, but I heard him mention squirrels in there as well, and I heard him mention onions, and I'm looking around to my left at the veggie garden, and I can see the big, tall red onions there. We've got green onions there, and yeah, no, it's all about nature and getting with nature, and in the world we're in, getting with nature is where the peace is. It's where the solitude is. It's where the serenity is, and I just, yeah. Great. So, but while we're talking about that too, I want to have a shout out to a good buddy of mine. I met on Spreaker, a guy called Mike Myers, who does a morning show every morning. He does a show it's a Christian based show, and it's about life. He talks about life and talks about the various rawnesses within life, but he talks about life and everything. And Mike's been coming to our show in the archives, and then he's been very kindly going back to his show and shouting our praises. And thank you, Mike, for bringing some modernnicole.net's website to your listeners. Appreciate that, Mike. But yeah, and Mike's an interesting man from up Iowa way, and yeah. <he's, laughs> some of you may have heard, I've mentioned him before on here. He's a similar version to me with the mind that goes in the ADDDDD and all over the place range. But look, we'll get on to our serious part of the show here now. We'll get on to our serious part of the show where we deal with the vital and important facts that people around the world are waiting for, the dull and the boring and the mundane reports, the exciting tales about the nebulous and inane things that go on here at our little oasis. I know you've been really looking forward to it. And I think, yes, considering we're sort of at about the longest day of the year, and I love these long sunset nights, the twilight, like that twilight, the wind and the trees, and the sun go kissing the tops of the trees. It's gone now. It's just on the top of one of them. Okay. There's a big 80-footer there. She's just still touching the tops there. So, yeah, it's the first thing we're going to touch on here, though, is our weather report. And a lot of my weather this week was the weather that was here. I looked at through the security cameras from other parts of the country, because SP and I, as I mentioned last week, we had to flit off very early. We were up and out of it about 4 o'clock, 4:15 on last Friday, but we were traveling up and down the west coast where it was dry and it was 100 degrees. It was 104 degrees there before the day before we arrived up in the Central Valley there. Time we got away up the top end of the valley, but it was 100 degrees Fahrenheit there. But it was hot and humid back here in Houston, I can tell you that, because when we flew back in about midnight on Monday, it's funny because we left the dry heat of the West Coast. We get into the airport terminal, so you're in air conditioning, you're in the aircraft, which has got, it's all temperature controlled, and you get back here, walk into another terminal, and it's all air conditioning. Then we walked out of the terminal, got out of the elevators, and walked into the big parking building to get our vehicle, and man, it was like walking into a wall of water. It was 96% humidity. You thought I could cut it with a knife and find your way to where you were parked. Unbelievable. But yes, and it's been like that ever since. So, it was interesting because on the Sunday night we were in California, and basically I knew there was a big storm coming through. And of course, we've been having all these dry spells wind and more sun and dryness here, and it was sort of, I was getting to the stage of watering every 3 or 4 days. And of course, I was looking at it to see that it was going to rain while I was away, because we're away for 4 days. I watered the night before we went, but I was hoping it would rain to get me out of watering when I got back, you see, because it's a little bit of a task now. But and sure enough, on the Sunday night, the storms came through Houston, and I'm sure Golf can probably tell us a bit more about that, because I think he got hammered down that way. That part of Houston got hammered a little bit as well. But we certainly got hammered up in this part. And I was scanning around, I guess it was about must have been about midnight, 1 o'clock Houston time. I was scanning around on the cameras with a 2-hour time difference on the West Coast, and looking through the security cameras, and every one of the security cameras around the house, it appeared like the rain was coming from every direction. It was crazy. But anyway, and because it's rained, and because it's hot, and because it's steamy, the growth, I mean, I've told you guys before about how the citrus trees have been growing like crazy. Well, there's one lemon tree out here. It's grown, it's got these fronds on it now that are like a foot long, and just in the got to be in the last week or 10 days. It's just grown about a foot long. It's gone crazy. I'm going to have to be getting out and doing a bunch of pruning. I can see that. There's no doubt about that. The growth, and then there's an archway between the barn sort of tool shed thing, or whatever you want to call it. I call it the barn. It's my garden shed. It's a big garden shed. It's the 24-foot by 12-foot garden shed. It's the archway between it and the path that runs around the house here. Everything on that archway, all the creeping, the vine, that's gone everywhere as well. And I'm looking down as the yard's getting dark now. I hadn't noticed this until now, but I can see quite clearly the bougainvillea archway down in the middle of the property. It's got three to 4 foot lengths of fronds sticking out and off to the side. So that's gone crazy as well. The bougainvillea's gone crazy, but that's all good. It's all good. But then the elephant ears, the big lily, the big one with the elephant ears, that's about 5 foot tall. It's almost touching the branches on the tree that it's under outside there. So all is good, but I managed to catch up on the mowing. I caught up on my mowing last Thursday before I left. Well, I had to catch up on it. It was all I was to do it. And yes, so I gave myself a good workout before I left, that's for sure, pushing that little mower around the place. And as I say, we got out pretty early on the Friday, but a week is a long time here when it comes to lawns. so I've really pushed it to the limit, because tomorrow, guess what Joshua is doing tomorrow? He's going to be trotting behind that mower whenever he can. I've got an early start to go with the vehicle in the morning, and then I'll come home after that and hopefully get something done before about 9 or 10 o'clock before it gets too hot, and have another go in the afternoon. But and then I'll be mowing again Friday as well, because there's probably at least 2 hours of pushing the mower to be done. So good little workout coming up, and because of the rain and everything, I don't have to water the place until probably Friday, so it'll be good. But yesterday also, I took delivery of 20 more willows for the to plant down on the back boundary, and they'd been sitting here for a couple of days while we were away at the gate to greet us when we got home. And so I planted them yesterday, put them in the vegetable garden outside to get them started and keep them going good. So and while I was out there, I don't know, telling you the obvious, really. I mean, I was out there, I weeded three of our raised vegetable gardens, and I had to clear one of them so I could put the willows in there. But and talk about meltdown, saturated again, just saturated. But anyway, it's no problem. It's a few fire ants around the plates, no worries. So the flowers are out everywhere. There's flowers out just all around the place. They're just roses and cannas and agapanthus, lilies, there's daisies, there's a kaleidoscope of colour everywhere. So it's all good. But and now that's the garden report. Now on to the critter report. I've been telling you guys how we've only had one little lone deer, the herd. We haven't seen the herd for a while. Well, blow me down today, we ended up with half the herd here down the back, and the one deer, the lady deer, as Bigfoot tells me, it's a doe, a deer, a female deer, but the lady deer, yes, I've got a very nice relationship with this little deer. She's a lovely little deer, sweet thing, like SP, only she doesn't answer me back like SP. Well, mind you, I shouldn't say that SP answers me back. I shouldn't be so rude. I should do what I'm told. I'm a man. I should be doing what I'm told. But that's another story. We won't get onto that. But yes, the little deer came back today, and I went down with some apple, because we've been throwing apples. I cut the apples up into fifths or quarters and fifths, and throw some over the fence to them. And I'm not sure whether they're eating them or not, but anyway, she's back. But she brought three of her mates with her today. She brought three other little ladies with her, and a little stag with his, he's got starting to grow some little antlers. They've got about four-inch horns on his head. That's about what it amounted to. So the deer are back around, and they were backwards and forwards across the bottom part of the property here this afternoon, right up to the fence that bounds onto the house, and looking in at us. And I walked down there, and they stay there while I'm walking down to them, and I'm talking while I'm walking, and get down there and throw their apple pieces over, and they're a little bit nervy. They take off down the bottom, and then they come back again. So I guess they think I'm throwing stuff at them, but they get the apple off the ground when they get back. But on the critter report, SP's little mates, the squirrels and the raccoons, there's one big raccoon climbing over the fence again. She loves those bandits, those raccoons. But it was funny, I was saying, with the security cameras here, when you're away, if something happens, I get a little notification on my cell phone that something's happening at home. And yes, excuse me, the security camera the other day went off out the back on the... one of the big hickory trees. It's in the hickory tree, and it points back at a particular part of the property. But on the hickory tree, there was one lovely little squirrel. He's peeping into the camera, and so all you can see was his little nose, and these whiskers, and this face. And he was just peeping into the camera and set the thing off. So that was all right. Well, nothing serious, but all good. And as far as the other critters go, the bird bath that SP dutifully scrubbed before we went away, and I was telling her, you don't need to scrub the bird baths. They love the dirty old drains and dirty old gutters and things. They don't worry about their bird bath. But no, she cleaned her bird bath, and now it's full of clean rainwater. So SP won't be getting any negging going to me to clean it. So that's good. So I'll get out of the negging stuff. But I don't know. I think I've watched this many times before here, but not sure that I've told you guys about this. But the cardinals when the vegetable garden sprinklers come on, they're as funny as anything. The cardinals on these hot days, because the sprinklers come on out there right on sunset. I haven't bothered to move them back later at night, but they come on at sunset. And the cardinals are sitting on the netting that goes around the veggie garden, and they're also sitting on the wooden edges of the raised veggie gardens. And they're under there when the sprinkler's going. And they're as funny as anything. They're fluffing their little heads up, and they're flapping their little wings and shaking themselves. They're shimmering and shaking and carrying on and fluffing and washing. They get under the sprinklers, under the water for the veggie garden. It's great to see them having a little ball. They get quite carried away with their washing and their cleaning. And while they're doing that, on the canners that are just to the right of the veggie garden, they're the big, tall, red, and when I say red, they're sort of a burgundy and green-coloured canners. They're about 6 or 7 foot tall. There's a beautiful little grey and black finch that gets on there. They were on there again today. They seem to get into the get the water in the, where it gets caught in the leaves on the canners. They're getting in there, and I guess they're getting sweet stuff, but... Pretty birds, and of course SP's hummingbirds are spoiled rotten with the feeds that she's got going for them, so they'd looked after. But that's the critter report. You see, these reports are very essential to the operation of the world and what goes on in the world. Very important, these reports. So we'll move on now to the kitty cats report. And yeah, Mary says she likes this. Well, she's also taken sides with SP as far as the concrete bird bath goes, and she's saying they get scummy if you don't clean them. Well, listen, I know they do. I know they do. But I hose them out. I just hose it with a high-pressure hose, squirt them out, fill them up with water, and that's it. But no, Mary and SP, they insist I've got to scrub them so they're nice white concrete so the poor little birdies can see their faces in the water. But and she's saying about the birds taking a dust bath. Well, the squirrels are great at that too, getting in the herb garden out there when it's dry, and they have a great old fluff up and make dust everywhere. So, yes, nature's great to watch, so, Mary, I've got to say. Nature's great to watch. It's good to be with nature. But, yes, we get on to the next report, which is of vital importance. The kitty cats report about our little precious wee rescue kitty cats, the Perpy and Pinky. Well, while we were out of town, they got the SP's office, and there's a hole in the wall with a little kitty cat flap, and they got the entire garage to themselves, a big double garage, and so they were free feeding and playing and dunking their little toys in the water. For some reason, they've got this propensity to want to drown these little rat toys that SP's bought for them. And she seems to get some amusement out of it. She comes back and the water's all pink because they're trying to drown some little toy rat in the water. And it's like when we came home, it was sort of looked at us and it was like, oh, ho-hum, you're home. I'm like, where have you been? But anyway, no, Pinky and Poopy are doing good. They're spoiled, rotten the little critters. But and then on the cooking report, well, all I can say is I'm looking forward to having a week of getting back to some disciplined, good home-cooked, healthy meals after airports, aircrafts, restaurants, and eating at friends who overfeed us. It's going to be good to get back to a diet of healthy type of diet, and I can see a bunch of good fish meals coming up this week. We'll maybe toss a roast vegetable in there somewhere, a meal with some pork or something, but I can see a bunch of good, healthy fish meals or something. Just to get myself back on track health-wise. And the travel report, all I can say on the travel report is this, and I'm sure most of you are probably aware of this, and I don't want to get too deep into the topic, but let's say that SP and I did a bunch of flying, and we did a bunch of driving, and all I can say is it's amazing watching the human beings of the world and their behavior. Just let's say life has changed. Life has changed a little bit, and I'm going to say a greetings or g'day to Purple Pill, and yes, great to have you here with all these other people. So g'day, Purple Pill, and just finishing off our reports here. So yeah, got an early start tomorrow and another early start Friday. So yes, it's all back to normal. But I hope and I pray that Simone and Nicole's show can be maybe a vehicle for you, and I hope it can sort of maybe be a catalyst to give you a bit of a lift as you live each day, and take a break away from the tumult, and take a break from the challenges that you might have in your life, and also the mayhem of the world. Just get away from it. So I know we've got listeners, and we've got some real dear friends around the world. Some of them are dealing with illnesses, and some of them, thank God, one or two of them, I've got to say, have managed to get themselves, well, Purple Pill's gone, so okay, sorry, Purple Pill. Anyway, some of them have been lucky enough to get themselves into what I call fertile ground from a health point of view, and also from financial point of view and other troubles, family issues and things. So I just, I thank God for getting them into those, into a place of improvement and a place, a better place in life than where they were. So that's great. But it's a good reminder here to try and maintain your mental and physical and spiritual health. It's a key to being able to cope and work and beat the challenges that you face out there, especially as we go down this road to Oldiesville, because it can sneak up on you, and it does tend to sneak up on you if you're not disciplined about things. So really try to discipline yourself with some good habits and with regards to mental, physical and spiritual health, and it does make a difference. This use it or lose it, it's a fact, I can tell you. Use it or lose it, and as always, feel free to call in if you want to call in and tell me off at any stage, or just chat, whatever you want to do. So I don't see any people in the switchboard there trying to cut me off tonight, so that's okay. It's good to be able to do the show without people cutting you off. So my weekly job basically is to annoy you guys and ask you, did you exercise today? And I have to say I didn't, because we're running around doing all sorts of other things, trying to catch up on a lot of, let's say, errands, attorneys, vehicles, shopping. Yeah, just a lot of stuff. I'm very late getting the show up today too because of that. But anyway, we'll get on to our next little bit of music. And once again, I'm not sure whether I've got the right sort of music here or not, but I've got to find it. And here it is. And it's another sort of a oldie, I guess, in some ways. Simon Nicole, welcome back, and I'm Joshua. I didn't realize I'd put such a long track in there. It's a six-minute-plus track. I thought I was just playing a three-minute-something track. Anyway, it's nice music, nice relaxing music. And the funny thing was not really funny at all, but earlier on this evening before the show, I went into SP's office and told her to rock me, baby, rock your baby. And she looks at me with this feigned expression of disdain. And you know when a woman sort of points her finger at the door and goes, waves her finger and says, go, go, you're annoying me. I said, well, that's what I'm here on the planet for. She said, well, you're doing a very good job. So anyway, I gave her a little hug and a kiss and I said, no worries, it's all right. I'll go and disappear and play on my radio thing. So, yes. So I didn't get to rock my baby, but the music, Mary likes that music. Good song, Mary. Thank you. Yes. Oh, well, at least someone likes my music. And in the meantime, not only getting attacked from all over the place, but in the meantime, the mad scissor lady is coming on the one-legged stool into the switchboard area, and she's going to be trying to cut us off with the scissors and the pliers and everything else. But young Sue's in there, and young Sue, got to let you know that we've got Bigfoot Golf and Mary. And we had Purple Pill, Purple People Eater. That's a great song, the Purple People Eater. Look at that, wandering around the place. But we're on to reading stories from Bonnie Trentham Meyer's book, The Best Yet, Life and Law of the Smokies, as we always have readings of this every week. And from my point of view, the Smoky Mountains and the upbringing of the people there, that's solid stuff. Love it. And tonight's show, I guess, we'll talk about some things. The title of the show refers to some things that have popped up many, many times in the Smoky Mountain stories. But we're into the letter H tonight, letter H. And the first topic that Miss Myers is talking about here tonight is hair, like the hair on your head. And she said, as I was growing up, practically every young girl wore long hair. She said, my two older sisters had to wear long hair, which made them look older than they were. I don't know how I escaped, but I never had long hair. During my early years, it was considered a sin for a woman to cut or bob her hair. So, Sesame Street. I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway, it was considered immoral. These are stories from the Smoky Mountains, Mary. It was considered immoral because the Bible says it's a woman's crowning glory, and early preachers emphasized this to their congregations. And around 1920, Ida Hedrick Myers, my husband's mother, cut her hair. It caused such great uproar in her church, the First Baptist Church of Weirs Valley, that threats were made to withdraw her church membership. And her father was the Sunday school superintendent for 30 years in that church. Somehow the matter was resolved, and she was still a member when she passed away in 1973. I can recall one verse of a well-known song in the early 1920s and 1930s, and it went like this. Why do you bob your hair, girls? You're doing it mighty wrong. God says it's your glory and you should wear it long. The stigma was so great that mountain girls hardly ever cut their hair until after they were married and on their own. And she said, my father really enjoyed telling of a woman who observed a neighbor combing her hair. And she remarked, I don't see how you can stand to comb your hair every day. Why, I only comb mine once a week and it nearly kills me. Well, yes, long hair. Long hair is interesting because I had short hair most of my life. Well, I had short hair all of my life until I became a retired fossil, and now I've got shoulder length hair. So, yes, but it's keep it clean, keep it combed. You're right. But for dandruff, they say, here we go. Apply apple cider vinegar and leave it on for 1 hour. Shampoo 3 times a week, or apply 1 tablespoon of witch hazel mixed with 1 teaspoon of lemon juice and rinse after 1 hour. And one fairly universal idea was that redheads had hot tempers. I think they do somehow. I think I sort of remember that. However, a few believe that our thoughts go through our hair so that a barber cutting hair can read minds. Well, my brother Sam, she says, swears by this one. He says that hair grows slower when it's cut after the full moon and before the last quarter. And Bigfoot's fallen off the gangplank and he's fallen back in again. So hope all's well with your blog talk radio connection there, Bigfoot, my friend. Hope you're able to hear us and stay on board the ocean liner. It gets a bit choppy from time to time with our BTR people, but however, I got to say, it's funny as a host when you set up the show to start with and you open up the show and you dial into BTR with the number and then you get your PIN number they ask you for your PIN number and you put it in. After all the trouble we had several months ago, every time I do that now, I'm always very apprehensive waiting for them to say, press one, you know, and you finally got there and got through and got your show going. So, yeah, but that's nothing to worry about. Anyway, this lady, Miss Meyer, says that her brother Sam swears that your hair grows slower when it's cut after the full moon than before the last quarter. He also maintains that hair grows faster in the spring and slower if cut on a Tuesday. I don't know how these people... Perhaps using this information can save on the number of haircuts we need. That's very good. If that's all we've got to worry about, we're doing good. Now, she writes here also about a John Hampton. And John Hampton and the Washington Dodgem farmed land that belonged to Ephraim Ogle. And when they went to get Ogle's mule for ploughing, Ogle explained that the mule was extremely stubborn and couldn't be ridden. So Hampton responded that he'd never seen a mule he couldn't ride, and he proceeded to get on. Well, all went well until he came to the mud hole, the mud hole that stayed in the main road in front of I.L. Maple's house. And there the mule stopped, refusing to go one step further. John kicked and coaxed and kicked some more, and after one last swift kick to the ribs, the mule lowered his head and kicked his rear feet up into the air, and John landed right in the middle of that mud hole. And Dodgen, observing all of this, he said, "He threw you! He threw you, didn't he, John?" And John said, "Well, he sort of did, and he sort of didn't. I was aiming to get off anyway." So this location, travelling south into Gatlinburg, was just beyond the third stoplight on Main Street, apparently. So she says also the superintendent of the Little River Lumber Company invited his father and some of his crew and John Hampton to go for a ride on the Elkmont train. The caboose came loose from the train and started running backward down the steep hillside. The superintendent's father, Mr. Badgett, Please Myers and Earl Dockery were killed. All the rest of the crew jumped off except John Hampton. John didn't get a scratch. All the others suffered scratches and bruises. The caboose went about a mile down the mountainside and then into the centre of the river. There they found Hampton still sitting in the caboose, playing his fiddle. He said he knew it would stop somewhere, and besides, he said he was too scared to move, much less jump. Anyway, the next topic Ms. Myers talks about is headache. Yes, headache. Anyway, two tablespoons of white vinegar mixed to taste with honey was used for headaches. So there's 2 tablespoons of white vinegar mixed with honey. Use that for headaches. And swinging the arms shunts the blood flow to the head, counteracting the swollen blood vessels that cause headaches. And Miss Myers, of course, she's got the modern remedies. The massage the area between the thumb and the index finger vigorously for 3 to 4 minutes. Massage the area between the thumb and the index finger vigorously for 3 to 4 minutes. And practice deep relaxation and imagine something that warms the hands, that is lying on a warm beach or putting your hands in warm water. Sniffing oxygen is fast becoming a headache remedy, she says as well. On the topic of healers, Miss Myers says that certain people in the community were known as healers. In addition to knowing herbal remedies, they knew verses or chants that were supposed to cure illnesses. And some healers silently quoted the following verse while touching the patient. "My loaf in my lap, my penny in my purse, thou art now better, I am none the worse." They accepted only a penny for their services. Mary, this is a family show. Can you? The family show. Yeah. They believe that healers must walk barefoot on the dewy grass in the sunlight to renew their energy. And if there is no dew, they were supposed to walk on the earth. Mary has shared some biological information with us here about putting your hands in warm water, making you want to pee. Well, because I have ADDDDDDDT and get off the subject a little bit, that there, Mary, I can remember when I had my surgery way back when I was 24 years old, I had that major surgery and stuff, and one of the things was that it was trying to get the body to function again and trying to pee and get the old system to start working, and the system wasn't working after that. And savaged my stomach quite a lot with their scalpels and things, but I can remember having the drip for my arm on a stand, and I pushed that alongside me and got out of bed at the hospital and went to the bathroom and stood at this urinal in the bathroom and the ward I was in with a tap running in the sink. I think I stood there for about 10 or 15 minutes with a tap running just so that I could have a pee after being operated on. So look at that. This show goes all over the place. We cover all sorts of biological things. But yes, putting your hands in warm water does make you pee. But anyway, let's not get onto too many oldies topics. Where are we? Where was I? Healers. Heartbeat. Now, fast heartbeat. Well, you see, that Miss Myers is going to write about a fast heartbeat. That was something that occurred to this old fossil when I met the Sky Princess. I had a fast heartbeat, but Miss Myers has another angle to take on it. She says, studying the beaver, we learned immersing the nose in cold water slows down fast heartbeats. Oh, all right. All right, I should have stuck my head in a bucket of cold water. From the ducks, we learned that ducking the entire head in cold water is more effective. She wonders if an ice pack would help just as much. Well, I know one thing's for sure, that when you're working in the heat in Houston, when you come inside, you're not having a hot shower, that's for sure. You run it cold on your head for some time to get your old body back into being. And she talks about the topic of heat. Put a big green leaf in your hat while working outside in hot weather to stay cool. If mountain folk became faint from field work in the sun, they became pale around the eyes and the mouth, and they were described as being white-eyed. And this is an expression we never hear today, because then again, perhaps we don't work that hard anymore. Ah, amen to that, Miss Myers, amen to that. Bunch of wimps out there today. Anyway, heaters, she writes about heaters, and said, when we were to travel during the cold weather, my father would heat a big flat rock in the fireplace overnight and wrap it in heavy paper. And he placed the paper-covered rock in a gunny sack, a tow sack, or a burlap bag. And then he set the rock on the floor of the wagon or the buggy, and we placed our feet on it. In addition, everyone used a heavy wooden lap robe. The Indians taught that putting a red pepper in one's shoes kept the feet warm, and it does help. Beeswax was rubbed on the hands to close the pores to keep the hands warm, and swinging the arms around in circles served the same purpose. So yes, I think we're going to do the next week. We'll do herbs, as Mary says, herbs, herbs next week. So we'll just go. That's as far as we'll go with Miss Myers' book tonight. And we'll now play another one of our delightful little tunes, which I'm not sure what I'm going to play this time. Oh yes, I loved this one when I was at school. I loved this one when I was back in the in high school. And I guess most of you old folk in the chat room will know that as well. So however, where are we? Here we go. Paul and Paula. Let's start. Come on.
Hey, Paula. I want to marry you. Hey, Paula. No one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you, my love.
This is Simone Nicole. Welcome back. And I'm Joshua. And no, I didn't know a Paula in my life when I was in high school. But I got to say that when I was working as a tarmac coordinator in Sydney for Trans Australia Airlines, way back, over 50 years ago. No, was it 50 years ago? Getting close to it, yeah, 50, about that. Anyway, there was a Paula who was funny. She was a flight attendant too. Funny yes, anyway, we won't go down there. She was a stunner. She had this beautiful bob cut black hair, and she wore this yellow uniform. That was the Paula I knew. She was a stunner, wee Paula. But yes, no, we got distracted. Down the track we go again. But anyway, the reason we're having the title of today's show, the title of today's show is what we have at the top there, called Healthy ACV 3000 BC. Well, the ACV, to most of you will know anyway, is apple cider vinegar. And to most of the regular listeners to the show, you'll know also that, and it will come up again tonight, in from the Greater Smoky Mountains, the stories from Miss Bonnie Trentham Myers, apple cider vinegar was so much of the, it was such a huge part of the health regime in the Smokies. And anyway, tonight I wanted to talk about the raw apple cider vinegar, because it is certainly something that I add to my swamp water every day. I'll put, I guess, I don't know what it is, probably the equivalent of about 5 or 6 tablespoons, I guess, would be the equivalent. I just pour it into my drink and have apple cider vinegar every day. But apple cider vinegar is a huge natural health tonic. There's no doubt about it. And I just want to give a hat tip to and maybe suggest that if any of you are really serious about alternative ways of health, rather than dealing with the doctors and their pharmaceutical products, there's a very good website. It's called Alternative Ways to Heal. Alternative Ways to Heal. It's all one word, alternativewaystoheal.com. And this lady has a Twitter account, which is at Alt Ways to Heal. Alt Ways to Heal, ALTWAYSTOHEAL. But yeah, try the alternativewaystoheal.com website for this where I got this information from for this lady. I got a lot of stuff from her over a period of time. She's great. She's great and very much into the healthy sort of natural ways to heal. But the apple cider vinegar is something I got off her website, and it's one of the most favorite. She says it's one of her most favorite low-cost, readily available remedies with a long list of health benefits for really healing your body. And the healing qualities of apple cider vinegar, and that's why I got the 3000 in the title, the 3000 BC, the healing qualities date back to ancient Rome, Greece, and Egypt. The Roman army used to use apple cider vinegar to stay strong and healthy for battle. And the ancient Greeks and the Romans used it to flavor and preserve a food, as well for general health and healing. And the Egyptians used it back in the 3000 BC. Hippocrates, the father of medicine, used apple cider vinegar to heal his patients back in 400 BC, touting its cleansing, healing, and energizing properties. Parisians bought it by the barrel to use it as deodorant and as a delicious drink to keep their bodies ageless. Now look at that. See, you guys can keep your bodies ageless, the whole lot of you, even young Sue in the switchboard area. See, young Sue, when you get into your 40s and 50s, you'll be just like a little spring chicken. And to you good people in the chat room there, I won't say anything. I'll behave. I'll say nothing. But we'll continue. We'll continue with the story here. The scientific research in the U.S. is finally catching up, and it's proving that the concentrated ingredients in apple cider vinegar actually can contribute to good health. But you see, it's not in the interest of the pharmaceutical companies to even admit this sort of stuff down the track. And so we've got to go out and find it ourselves and get with it. But a healthy immune system, that's something we've been talking about over the last few months and really emphasizing it, is to get your immune system right. Get your immune system strong, and you can face up to a lot of stuff if you've got a good, healthy immune system. But using apple cider vinegar, it's been shown to slow down cancerous growth. It decreases the risk for prostate and esophageal cancer, among other things. And the raw apple cider vinegar, it's proven, and she puts this in capital letters, to keep our bodies and our minds healthy, useful, and ageless. Look at that, Golf, you see? You're never going to be rude to me again, Golf, because I'm going to be drinking apple cider vinegar, and you're just going to have to be polite to me from now on, Golf, and no more elder abuse, please. Thank you. Okay. She, Miss, the lady that does this website, I'm sorry I haven't got a name here, but she says, our horrible diets keep our bodies very acidic. And that was what we talked about recently when we were talking about Dr. Circus from Brazil and his tonic with the baking soda, the apple, the lemon juice and the water. And I had a couple of those today to give my body a kick along today and feel really good on the tips of my toes, bouncing around like a little spring chicken. So, but yes, the acid, your body's become acidic and they throw the pH levels off from normal or alkaline over to this acidic side, and so that's because of our diet so often, what we're eating. And she says, you would think that something called cider vinegar would be acidic to our bodies, but it's quite the opposite. It helps to create an alkalized environment, most important for true health. Acidic bodies get diseases, they get cancers, and they have low energy, they have wrinkles, they have thin hair, dull skin, high cholesterol, clogged arteries, and unhealthy hearts. Speaking of that, as I mentioned last week, good mate of mine, 1 month older than me, he's now, after having a quadruple bypass way back in the early 2000s, now got two clogged arteries again. I'm not sure what's going to happen with him, but I'm waiting to hear what's going on. He's guy I worked with for a few years, a month older than me, and he's got clogged arteries out of the four. So anyway, the benefits of the alkaline body and the raw apple cider vinegar. The list of benefits to having an alkaline body and using apple cider vinegar are just so long. She says, I cannot list them all. And some of the known and proven benefits, and this is enough to encourage anyone. She's putting a bunch of them here, right? Raw apple cider vinegar can help with safe weight loss. It normalizes weight by blocking the ability of starch to digest and add calories. It burns fat and it flushes cellulite. It balances the pH and adds alkaline to our overly acidic bodies. And the big one, that's the one I go for, it strengthens your immune system. If you've got a strong immune system, you can take some hard punches from the outside, all right? So the apple cider vinegar also aids in healthy hair and skin. And it reduces acne and wrinkles. The best way to get wrinkles out of your face, a mate of mine used to tell me, was that you iron them out. And when I tried it, that's him. Safe way to also naturally detox the liver and the kidneys and flush out wastes. It improves metabolism, which helps fuel our bodies properly. And it contains enzymes to help chemical reactions in your body. It also staves off type 2 diabetes by normalizing blood sugar levels and improves digestion. It eases heartburn and it helps with nausea. It also lowers blood pressure. It cleans the blood and it important arterial walls and strengthens our hearts along the way. It lowers cholesterol. It soothes sore throats. It reduces inflammation. It contains huge amounts of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, and it's safe to be added to most foods and drinks. Well, like I say, I put it in my daily swamp water drink that I have, but I've used it also for vinaigrette dressings. Instead of using white vinegar or balsamic vinegar and stuff like that, use some apple cider vinegar in your vinaigrette dressings that you make for a salad and things like that. That's another way of chewing it up and using it. It's great. It's great. And sometimes I'll put apple cider vinegar with tuna as well and mash up the tuna with a bit of finely chopped onion and a bit of pepper and salt and a bit of apple cider vinegar and that. That's great. But where were we? Containing, yes. And it's safe to be added to most foods and drinks. And it's got lots of benefits also. I better tell SP about this as well, for our pets, because Pippi and Pinky might be able to get apple cider vinegar, especially the older ones. This lady says she gives her dog a small spoonful in his water bowl, and this dog's 18 years old and healthy. Now, that is good for a dog, 18 years old and healthy. So she puts a small spoonful in the guy's water bowl. She's fooling him, but it's working well for him, obviously. And this good lady says, it's been proven time and again that cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. And she says, I know it seems like a ridiculously long list of benefits, but the truth is that there are many, many more. The best raw organic apple cider vinegar it's a low cost, it's readily available, it's 100% natural and organic, and it's a great way to improve your health. And she thinks it's good for just about everybody. And make sure that you're using a generic apple cider vinegar. They're not the same. Always buy the apple cider. There's a bunch of prices too. Watch your prices when you're buying it too, because you can actually buy it in a half gallon jar if you use a lot of it. And I buy it in a half gallon jars, and it works out. Well, a jar, it's a plastic container, but it's a half a gallon. Always buy the apple cider vinegar with mother. All right, mother has got to have that. The strand-like substances in the bottom of the bottle. You got to have this live bottle. Okay. Bragg put out a very good product, but there are other products, and some of the Bragg apple cider, I know there's a big variation in the various supermarkets, so just check your prices before you buy it, because sometimes you get them on you can get a bigger bottle on a real good deal, and it can get expensive buying the smaller ones. But anyway, the raw and unfiltered means that it contains this mother, which occurs naturally as connected strand-like chains of protein enzyme molecules, and they're highly regarded throughout history. There's no preservatives made from organic apples, gluten-free, and made in the USA. Make sure of that. Make sure it's made in the USA. A raw organic apple cider is about her most favorite alternative remedy. And you buy it by the gallon, me. See, Mary, that's why you and I are such young little spring chickens dancing around this place while all these other people are unhealthy, Mary. That's what it is. It's because of the apple cider vinegar we get into ourselves. Yes, we'll be around for a long time yet, Mary. We'll be here for a long time. But anyway, where are we? Back to the, she says it's her favorite alternative remedy, and it can be found in most health stores. And she's found it at Walmart. Well, that's where I get mine, is Walmart. She's found it at Walmart. And what she does, Bragg tell you to take it up to 3 times a day, 1 to 2 teaspoons of raw apple cider vinegar in an 8-ounce glass of purified water. Or just add some honey with it, add a bit of organic honey or maple syrup or blackstrap molasses, or even some drops of stevia. And she says, personally, since I am alternative, I am bad with any kind of recipe. So she got a big jar. She makes a big jar of it. But and basically, she says, in summary, she says there's about no reason to not be doing something like raw apple cider vinegar that is so inexpensive and it has so many health benefits. Well, all I can say is amen to that. If something is so cheap and so readily available, it's just a matter of what we talk about on the show here so often. Disciplines. It's about us disciplining ourselves, making us get into these good habits, and then the benefits kick back and it sort of feeds you with energy and gives you energy to punch harder the next time. You see, that's why I'm dancing around here on my little tippy toes at my computer. Yes, I'm probably using up my energy so that I don't annoy SP when I finish the show and have dinner with her. So, but anyway, with a lot of people dealing with the next song I've got, we've played it on the show before. It's been on the show before, but it's a good reminder. It's a song that I think reminds us about life and some of the things that are in life. And definitely, life can get very tough from time to time. And it is essential to basically chop down a gear and go one day at a time. There's no doubt about that. So one day at a time is what it's all about. And here's our good mate, Joe Walsh.
This is about learning how to live my life without my best friend, Vodka. Who I said goodbye to 18 years ago.
This is Simon Nicole. Welcome back. I'm Joshua. And just squeeze in a little one here about the dill. Now, the dill weed, the health benefits of dill weed is great. I won't go into great details on it, but we talk about so many herbs and different natural sort of things, and dill is so easy to grow, and it's one of the great little herbal ones out there. It's a great source of calcium, magnesium, and iron, and it's an antioxidant, as so many of them are. So it provides anti-inflammatory and antiviral properties out of dill. So, okay, the benefits of dill weed, I'm just going to rush through these, and then I'm going to play a little funny one before we finish. But the benefits of dill weed are it can help reduce menstrual cramps. It helps reduce depression. It lowers cholesterol. And it can act as a natural bug repellent as well. It's dill has the ability to repel bugs. Maybe I need to look at that for here and this stuff, but it may also be great for epilepsy. It's not proven, but it may actually treat epilepsy. It's one of those there. But one of the best benefits that it has is it provides a source of energy, and it aids in digestion through the beneficial fatty acids. And so it's a great source of energy, apparently, and also contains antimicrobial effects as well. It's been investigated for its various antimicrobial effects that it has, and it protects against the free radicals, which is good from an anti-inflammatory point of view, and also to do with analgesics, its analgesic properties. But yes, I just want to throw that in there. The dill is something to look at. You can do a search for dill on your own computers and check it out yourself, and maybe add it to your cooking, add it to your drinks. Dill, I like dill with salmon sometimes, with a bit of white wine and dill around the salmon, steam it. But I've got to play a little song before we get much further down the track. This is a little bit of humour before we have our get to our prayer in the show and close down. But this is Peter Sellers and Sophie Loren from a few way back. This is sort of stuff that I don't know, people would be having protests about today. But anyway, that's all right.
Oh, doctor, I'm in trouble.
Well, goodness gracious me.
For every time a certain man is standing next to me, a flash comes to my face and my pulse begins to race. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom, 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 booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. How often does this happen? When did the trouble start? You see, my stethoscope is bobbing to the throbbing of your heart.
What kind of man is he to create this allergy? It goes boom, booty, 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 boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. From New Delhi to Darjeeling, I have done my share of healing, and I've never yet been beaten or outbarked. I remember that with one jab of my needle in the Punjab, how I cleared up beriberi and the dreaded dysentery. But your complaint has got me really puffed.
Oh, doctor, touch my fingers.
Well, goodness gracious me.
You may be very clever, but however can't you see? My heart beats much too much at a certain tender touch. It goes boom, booty, 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 boom,
boom. I like it.
Boom, booty, boom, booty, boom, booty, boom.
Well, goodness gracious me. Can I see your tongue? Nothing the matter with it. Put it away, please.
Maybe it's my back.
Maybe it's
you. Shall I lie down?
Yes.
My initial diagnosis rules out measles and thrombosis, sleeping sickness, and as far as I can tell,
influenza, inflammation, whooping cough and night vision. And you'll be so glad to hear that both your eyeballs are so clear that I can positively swear that you are well, Jaga.
Put two and two together. If you have eyes to see, the face that makes my pulses race is right in front of me.
Oh, there is nothing I can do, for my heart is jumping too.
Oh, we go boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom boody boom 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 boody boom boody boom boody boom. Goodness gracious,
how audacious.
Goodness gracious,
how flirtatious.
Goodness gracious,
it is me.
It is you.
I'm sorry, it is us.
Yes, this is Simone, Nicole, welcome back, and I'm Joshua. Yes, remember, folks, every day is a lovely day, and remember that life can be just a little breeze, because if you spoil yourself, then you've got the energy to be able to spoil others. And wake up every morning and tell yourself that this day is going to be a special day for you. Grab the God-given blessings you have, see them and savor them and nurture them, because life is great, living is great, and you can make it better for yourself and others. You've got that power to do it. Find the desire and find the warmth and the spark that focuses on just being thankful. Focus on being grateful for the God-given blessings that you've got. And this prayer is for those of you struggling with challenges in life at this time.
Friends and listeners of Simone and Nicole. Let us pray. To those of you who are dealing with and confronting challenges within your own lives. Words of encouragement are all I have. Words of understanding are all I have. Words of comfort are all I have. Most of all, words of brotherly love and humane friendship are all I have. You are not alone. This prayer is for those of you who are not in a good place with life at this time. For whatever reason that may be, the only tool I have to reach out to touch you and lift your spirits, lift your energy, are my words. With these words coming from within my heart, I assure and comfort you and tell those of you dealing with hard times that life does get better. Yes, believe me, from the darkness, light will shine. If I had the wings of a soaring bird, I'd fly over to be with you at this time. Then you'd know you are not alone. Always know that we're here for you. May our prayers softly sweep away the rawness. May our prayers push away the pain as you work to wilt the worry of your crisis. Whatever the dark dilemma may be, whatever pain and anguish you may be suffering, know that within yourself you can triumph over the turmoil. Know that you have the power within yourself to seize, to believe, and to achieve. The darkness will wither as the positive golden light of goodness washes upon your life. Together we will join across the ocean waters, across the soils, the forests and the deserts, and you will rise above the challenge before you. May you find an energy. May you receive strength to continue through this day and into tomorrow. Soon your darkness will fade. A golden dawn will bring another lovely day. May peace be with you. Let us not give a thought to what we do not have. Let us thank God for the blessings that we do have. Amen.
Thank God for all the fantastic blessings that surround us. And to you good folk out there, Sue and the switchboard and Bigfoot, Mary and Golf and a couple of other people dropped in, you're my blessings as well. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day, part of my life. Start at zero, my friends. Start at zero and start with nothing. Everything else above that is a blessed and treasured bonus. Keep dreaming the dream because they do come true. Until we meet again, my dear friends, take care and be gentle with yourselves. This is Simon Nicole. I'm Joshua. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless the USA. And we'll just clip out with the Seekers.